I'm going to begin a new series in the English congregation, and also the times I will be speaking here along with some of the pastors that will be speaking here, called What If God's People?
我会将在英文堂和在中文堂会开始讲一连串的道，是讲假如如果神的子民会这样做。
Let me introduce to you a person. His name is Sasha.
我想跟各位介绍一个人物，这人物就在一个画画幕上面。Sasha
is an atheist when he was young.
这个人叫 Sasha， 当他年轻的时候，是一个不信主的人。
He was gifted in writing.
但是他写作是很出色。
And even at a young age, he began to write.
是当他很年轻的时候就开始写作。
But the circumstance of the world and his nation caused him to be enlisted and drafted into the army.
但当时社会环境和国家的情形是将他逼着入了军队里面去当兵。
And as he was serving in the army, he saw some horrific things that happened.
当他做军队的士兵的时候，他见到很多可怕的事情发生。
In fact, as his army and his country was winning, and as the Russian army entered into the land of Germany, he saw his fellow soldiers do horrific and horrible revenge things upon the German people. So afterwards, he began to write more.
这件事发生之后，他就开始更加写作多啲。
And he wrote terrible things and things that are not allowed against Joseph Stalin.
他就写了很多写作，是反对史太林的。
So he was thrown in prison.
他现在这样就是被下在监牢里面。
In the Soviet prison back in those days is very terrible labor camp.
当时在俄国里面的监狱是一个很 很惨悲惨的劳苦的刑。
At the end of his 8 years of serving, he became really ill.
当他在这个劳苦役里面的时候，做了8年之后，他就患了大病。
And in fact, he had contracted cancer.
其实他是得到癌症。
And so in the hospital, in a labor camp, on the borders of Kazakhstan, he gave his life to Jesus Christ.
所以他在集中营和在医院的时候，近处俄国边界的国家的时候，他是信了耶稣基督。
And there, as he recounted that he was miraculously healed.
咁我就描写下佢话到佢自己系好神奇咁样俾神医治。
But he continued from this moment on to serve the Lord, but he continued to write.
佢喺一段时间就开始去服侍神，继续系佢嘅写作。
And the more he wrote, the more trouble he got.
越写得多的时候，他就越是多到更多的逼迫。
The KGB confiscated all his writing as much as they can, but nevertheless, his writing got out.
当时这个俄国秘密警察将他的写作是全部没收。
His first full book writing, called A Gulag Archipelago, we told the stories of what it was like to be in the Soviet Union prison camps.
他第一本书描写他在俄国的牢役的营里面的时候的情形是怎样。
He was arrested in prison, and eventually in 1972, he was expelled from the Soviet Union.
他是被捉了很多次，直到1972年，他在俄国里面被解出来。
He's a man that made a difference in the lives of a third of the world.
这个人他影响到世界三分之一那么多地方。
He's a Christian.
他是一个基督徒。
He had a phrase that was so powerful that he repeated it again and again.
他有一句说话，很有能力的说话，他是讲了很多次的。
He said, men have forgotten God, that's why all this has happened.
他说因为人忘记了神，所以这一切的事情就发生了。
For some of you already know, his name is Alexander Solzhenitsyn.
你过来知道他的名字是哪个名字？
One of the greatest personalities in the 20th century.
他是第十四里面一个很出色的人物。
He received the Nobel Prize for Literature, and when he died in August 3rd, 2008, the world lost the great man. But he made a difference in this world.
但是他生平是令到世界有改變。
He was a part of bringing down the Soviet Empire.
他是其中一份子将这个苏俄这个国家打碎了下来。
His writings moved generations of people.
他的写作是影响了几代那么多人物。
And he followed after God.
他是一个跟从神的人。
What if God's people made a difference?
如果神的子民可以令到世界改变是怎样呢？
Let me show you a few other people.
我再跟各位讲其他几个人物。
On the top left, you will find a person. His name is William Wilberforce.
在左边一个叫William Wilberforce。
What he was famous for? Well, for 40 years of his life as a Christian in England, he fought against slavery.
他是在他生命里面40多年的时间，是去攻击，去想这个打破了这个奴役奴隶的贩卖。Finally,
in the empire where the sun never set, they abolished slavery and 700,000 people became free.
到最后这个英国是废除这个奴隶的制度，当时有70万多个奴隶是被释放。
Long before the Civil War happened in America.
在美国未曾这个内战之前就发生了。
The man right under him, you might know him because we are familiar with his work. His name is George Mueller.
如果你在这个左边上面打下来的人叫George Mueller。
Because of him, 10,000 orphans were allowed to grow up and become all that God meant for them to be.
因为他的缘故，有成万咁多嘅孤儿长大起来，成为神嘅仆人。
And he set out the modern orphanage ministries in this world.
他开始咗而家世代嘅孤儿院嘅工作。
You remember the one in the middle there. Her name is Corrie Ten Boom.
系中间个女士叫做 Corrie Ten Boom.
You know that she inspired the world with her stories of being in a Nazi concentration camp.
佢写作关于佢纳粹党嘅集中营嘅时候嘅事情，系影响咗世界好多。
And told of God's goodness in the midst of horrific grief and death.
虽然系面对咗好多死亡同埋痛苦，但系觉得佢啲经历到神嘅恩典喺中间。
Well, under her is a person that we as Baptists were impacted a lot.
佢幅相下边另外一个人就系影响到浸信会嘅好大。
His name is Robert Riggs.
他的名叫做 Robert Riggs.
He was the person who started what we call today Sunday school.
他开始了我们现在所谓的主日学。
And the reason he did it is because he saw all those children in England that could not read or write and could not read and write about God's word.
因为他觉得当时英国的很多小孩是不可以写，不可以读。 又不可以写和读关于神的话语。
So he went about his life making sure these children will hear about Jesus, and he started things like vacation Bible school. All those things that we do now, well, came from him.
所以用一生的时间是帮助这些儿童去写和学，好像我们现在的暑期圣经班工作都是他的开始。
Of course, the top right corner, you will find a person. You remember this handsome looking young man. His name is Jim Elliot.
在这个你们的右边的最上面，我想叫做一个年轻人，他叫Jim。
He inspired a whole generation of missionaries.
他是这个影响到一代的传道士，传教士。
Because he was willing to stand as he was being killed by the Alca Indians in Ecuador.
虽然他是被这个 南美的土人去杀了他，但他仍然是勇敢去传道。
How many young people have gone on the mission field because they read his stories and heard about his life?
很多的年轻人因为读了他的生平、他的故事，就参加了宣教工作。
And the last person there in the middle, it's not a picture, it's kind of a painting.
在这个最后一幅画面就是一幅画，不是一幅相。
You might not know him, but his name is Emperor Justinian.
他是，或者你不识他，但他是一个王。
He was an emperor after Constantine made the Roman Empire a Christian empire.
他是这个罗马成为基督教的国家之后的第一个皇帝。
And in the decline of the Roman Empire, he split up, and there is an empire called the Byzantine Empire.
当时这个罗马帝国是被分裂起上来。
And he created what is well known as the Justinian Code.
他当时是开始了一个特别的写作。
It was a moral code based a lot on the Bible.
这个写作是讲了很多关于道德的事情，是基于圣经所讲的。
But two of the codes are so precious.
但其中两个的原则是很有意思的。
One, it banned all abortion in the empire.
第一就是不准在罗马帝国里面有堕胎的事情。
And it banned all infanticide in the empire.
他又不准这个去帮助人 去自杀的事情。
He was a Christian that were willing to go there.
他一个基督徒，他愿意是起身这样去做。
Oh, how many more Justinian do we need in the White House today?
今天我们白宫里面需要有多少个人好像他这样呢？
What if God's people were willing to pay the price and do the things that God wants them to do?
如果基督徒是愿意是付代价去做神要他做的事情的时候，有什么事情会发生呢？
Some of these people are just like you and I.
有很多人是好像你一样。
Maybe we're not emperors, but you know, there could be a Jim Elliot here. There could be a Corrie ten Boom here.
或者我们不是一个王这样，但我们好像耶和华上面的人物一样，可以这样去做。
These are people that believe that God can do something with their lives if they will be God's people.
这些人是相信如果他是成为神的子民的时候，神会用他生命去做一件大事情。
Today I want to focus on the first area.
今天我想是讲讲第一个题目。
What if God's people pray?
如果神的子民是愿意去祷告的时候。
You know, I looked into the scriptures, I studied in the Old Testament, New Testament, and I looked everywhere for it says, if something, you know, with the word if there.
我是看了很多旧约里面的经文，是讲到如果那有什么事发生。
And the Bible tells us that if you and I would do certain things, there's different responses.
圣经话，如果你同我系做一啲嘢嘅时候，神系会点样去回答我哋
？I'm telling you, I'm a big believer that God has given us the freedom and the responsibility to make choices.
我相信神系俾自由俾我哋去选择。
I know there's a theology out there, and some is pretty extreme where there's nothing you can do. God's going to do everything anyway. I don't believe that to be anything in the Word of God at all. If God's people，
冇错，有啲神学嘅出边啲神学教训话。无论怎样都是神掌管了，但我不相信这样。我相信如果神的子民愿意做的时候，
It says here, if God's people will pray.
这里说如果神的子民去祷告的时候，
You know, the first thing I want to share with you is that God's mighty hand can be moved by your prayer.
我跟各位说话，神的大能的手是因为你的祷告会去移动起上来。
I can sit down and spend half a day talking to you about things that I've experienced, things I've seen in which God did some miraculous thing.
我要坐低同各位倾谈半日咁多时间，讲俾各位听我经历过嘅。当我哋祷告嘅时候，神会好奇妙咁样去做一切嘅事情。
I remember asking God to heal somebody who had a really high fever one day.
我曾经系求神系帮咗一个发高烧嘅人去医治佢哋。
And you know, we gathered together and I placed my hand according to the word of God upon that person and prayed for her. And she said, God just sent a warmth through her body and then her fever went away.
当我们整班人同埋一起祷告按手在她头上的时候，这个女士就说她觉得神的热在她身上是动工起上来，她的高烧就是散了。
You know, God doesn't do that all the time, but God does, but we don't believe it.
神不是这样常做，但我们相信神可以这样去做。
You see, God's hand is moved when we pray and ask Him to.
当我们祷告求问神的时候，神的手就会在移动在身上作事。
You remember the time when Joshua was fighting a battle.
你记得一次这个约书亚当他去跟人打仗的时候。
And the sun was going down, you remember that, right?
你记得在当时的日子。
They were winning the battle, but they didn't have enough time.
他们当时是赢紧，但是日头落，他们不够时间去完
成。Joshua prayed and asked God to hold the sun up.
咁当时约书亚就祈祷，系求神呢，系挺日头，唔好落咁快脆脆。
And the sun didn't set for a long, long time.
当时日头就冇落到好长时间。
You know, those things don't happen here. We can't do that.
你话呢啲咁嘅事情系而家唔会发生噶啦。
Let me tell you, there's a lot of things that we can do. only because we don't pray that we don't know.
大概讲话，神其实可以做好多同一样事情，原因点解唔做？因为我哋唔去同佢祈祷。
Listen, I'm not a charismatic healer, that kind of stuff at all. I believe we should go through everything that we God has given to us. But when someone is sick, how often have you prayed for them?
但我虽然我唔系系灵恩派咁样去相信于神可以用手去医治，但系我相信当我哋去祷告嘅时候，神系会听我哋祷告。
Because God's hand will be moved when we pray.
因为当我哋祈祷嘅时候，神嘅手就会喺我哋身上边动工。
I think during this time in our country,
我相信喺而家我哋国家嘅情况之下
，indeed even our world,
我同埋唔单止国家，我哋而家睇我哋嘅世界。
We need to pray.
我哋系需要向神祷告。
God said, "When I shut off the heaven, there's no rain. When I send locusts to you and eat up your crop."
神话当我系关闭天唔落雨，当我将蝗虫系去食你嘅收割嘅时候。
The question we want to ask is, God, why are you doing that?
有啲问题就系神点解你咁样做啊
？Why would you hurt us?
点解你要伤害我哋啊
？You know, when we look into the Old Testament, we'll find that.There are moments in which a country suffers through some terrible things.
我當我睇舊約嘅時候，又發覺有啲國家係會經歷過好多悲慘嘅事情。
And you know when it happened?
但係當呢件事發生嘅時候
，It's when God's people begin to walk in sin.
因為佢發生，因為神嘅子民係去犯罪。
God gave them all this wonderful things called Israel, and then they begin to pursue other things.
神将以色列国咁美好地方赐俾佢哋，但系呢班人民却系违背神去行，去做第二啲事。
And then bad things begin to happen.
当佢咁做嘅时候，唔好嘅事情就发生喺身上边。
Let me tell you, in our country,
我可以话俾你听，我哋国家嘅情况。
And I know we're Chinese people, but we live in the United States.
虽然我哋中国人，但系住喺呢个美国国土里边。
There are a lot of bad things that are going on.
我哋國家好多唔好嘅事情發生。
Now one of the major thing I remember, just all these years in which Christians have forgotten is that we allow legalized abortion, but not only just abortion, we almost promote it.
有啲唔好嘅事情發生，就係好多時我連我哋基督徒都唔忘記咗，就係呢個國家係准許呢個合法化嘅墮胎。
Do you know that there are only 4 countries in this whole world, the whole world, that allows this kind of abortion?
你知道全世界只有四个国家准许咁样嘅堕胎。
And one of them is North Korea.
一个就系北韩。
And the United States is one.
第二个就系美国。
I was visiting, and I tried to do my best, but I don't get a chance to see all the children. But I saw a little baby this Friday.
好多時係盡力去探訪人，但係有陣時做唔到。不過呢個禮拜五我係見到一個細路仔。
So this is a little baby, it's like this big.
有個細路仔係好細個嘅。
Like 5 pounds, you know.
只係五磅咁多。
And it's just cute as can be, just tiny. I'm looking this thing.
呢個但係好 Q， 但係係好細個。
They didn't expect the baby to be born. It was 2.5 weeks early.
呢個細路仔係。是早了產期前兩個半禮拜出世。
And it was in this nice hospital, in a nice room, everything's careful about it.
在一間好的醫院裡面，一個好的病房裡面，樣樣都照顧他。
Then this thought came to my mind.
那這個思想突然間就來到我頭裡面。
2 hours earlier,
兩個鐘頭前，
they could have killed the baby.
他們可能會是殺了這個小孩。
Nobody would go to jail.
可以沒人。
You know, literally, if the baby was halfway born, but not the whole way, only half the body came out, only 3 pounds came out, they could kill the baby and nobody would go to jail.
因為美國嘅法律就係，如果細路仔出咗一半，佢可以將佢殺咗，但係咁唔算犯法。
And so as I'm looking at this baby,
但當我睇到呢個細路仔嘅時候
，So what kind of monsters would do that?
我就話有咩咁大、咁恐怖嘅人會做呢啲咁樣嘅事情
？Well, we do this over 1 million times a year.
但喺美國，每年有100萬嘅細路仔係咁樣被殺。
These are our doctors, our nurses, not all of them now, the abortionists. These are people that do that all the time.
呢啲係啲醫生啦、護士啦、啲墮胎人啦，佢哋每日都咁樣去做。
Before this day is over, thousands would have experienced that.
如果今日未完之前，有1000個細路仔係
有咁被殺。So if we live in a country like that, okay, do we expect that God would just bless us with everything?
如果你活喺一個咁樣嘅國家嘅時候， 你相唔相信神系会祝福我哋国家咧？
If he shuts the heaven sometimes, or if he sends some locusts to our economy, are we going to blame God for that?
如果天唔落雨，如果神派蝗虫嚟食我哋收割嘅时候，我哋系咪会去埋怨神咧？
Now that doesn't mean the Christians are doing it. It doesn't mean there aren't God great and awesome doctors who would never do things like that. We know that, but nevertheless, this is our nation.
我哋虽然基督徒唔咁样做，好多好嘅医生唔咁样做，但系我哋国家已经成为咗咁嘅样式国家。
But our God says, if my people, all right, in the midst of this nation,
但神话如果我嘅子民喺呢个国家中间，我嘅子民
will pray,
系愿意向佢祈祷。
His hand will move.
祂的手就会移动。
Is it possible that God will move his hand and have mercy upon us?
神就会移动祂的手，将这个怜悯和宽恕加在我们的身上。
And heal our land.
祂就会医治我们这个国家。
Now I am completely positive and pro any efforts to change that through politics, through, you know, social means, and we do that here in this church.
我係好大力支持唔同嘅方法，係將呢條墮胎嘅法律係推翻。
Yeah, I'm so proud of people that have been involved in crisis pregnancy ministry in our congregation here and beyond. Next couple of weeks, we're going to be donating things to the pregnancy center, etc., etc. Those are wonderful things to do.
好多謝神，佢哋教中間有好多弟兄姊妹係咗為咗呢個懷孕面對危機嘅婦女嘅工作。
But we are going to need God's hand to move to change this country. And I want to tell you what it's going to need. We're going to need us to pray. Because that is the methodology in which God's hand will move. The second thing is that God's heart is really soft and humble towards His followers.
第二樣就係神對呢個願意謙卑來跟隨嘅神、跟隨佢人嘅心係好柔軟。
I guess maybe sometimes even as Christians, our heart is too proud.
有陣時我哋做基督徒，我哋嘅心都係好高傲。
And you know, we say, "What do you mean proud, Pastor? What do you mean by that?"
你會問牧師你咩意思啊？話我哋嘅心高傲。
There is nothing easier to measure humility than how much we pray.
嗱，我哋睇問下我哋究竟願意。有幾多？如果我想知道自己謙卑幾多嘅時候，就睇我哋係向神祈禱有幾多。
People who pray are humble people.
呢個願意祈禱人係一個謙卑嘅人。
Just think about it. If I go up to my brother and beg him to do something for me, right? I say, "Him, brother, him, please do this for me." I am humbling myself before him.
如果去到弟兄面前嘅時候，求佢幫我做嘢嘅時候，我就喺佢面前謙卑落嚟。
It acknowledges that I need him. I respect him. I'm wishing he would help me. He can help me.
我係承認佢係我尊敬佢，我係需要佢嘅幫助。
That's what it is when we come before God.
同一樣，當我哋嚟到神嘅時候，都係同一樣。我哋
When we plead before God,
我哋嚟到神嘅面前係懇求。
We're humble before him.
我哋謙卑喺佢面前。
You know, one of the things that Barbara and I we do in ministry in this church is that we share life experiences. You know.
我同師母喺教裏邊好多時候將我哋生命經驗同各位分享。
And sometimes, you know, some of the most difficult things in our lives always relate to our children. You know that, right?
有好多時我哋生命裏邊最難、最痛苦嘅事係同我哋嘅仔女有關嘅事情。
I remember a professor who's a friend of mine. He said, "Dan, you know what? I want to tell you something. The most joyful thing in your life and the most painful thing in your life will be with your children."
我記得有一個教授同我咁樣佢話。Dan, 在你生命令你最高兴和令你最难过都是跟你的子女有关的。
But how often do you plead before God for your children?
但你几多时来到你的父神面前跟你的子女去恳求神?
How often do you plead before God for your grandchildren?
几多时来到你的父神面前去为你的孙去恳求神?
I've heard many stories here in this church.Of wayward children and wayward grandchildren and those that don't go to church anymore, that left CBC, etc. For so many, and we share similar stories.
好多謝聽到 CBC 裏邊都會有講，國到佢嘅講到佢嘅仔女、佢哋嘅孫兒離開咗教會、離開真道，但依啲都係我哋自己本身經歷過嘅。
There are a lot of things you can do and you should do, but the most important thing you can ever do is pray for them every single day.
没错，有很多事情我们可以做，但最重要就是每一天我们都要为我们的子女、我们的子孙去祷告。
You'll be amazed at what God can do.
你会惊奇神会在你身上边，在他们的身上边做些什么工作。
You know, many of you know, Dr. Billy Graham, of course, he's one of the greatest, if not the greatest, evangelists ever.
那些做葛培里，是一个最出名的传道人。
And of course, now you know his son, Dr. Franklin Graham.
你现在认识他的儿子, 叫 Franklin Graham.
You know, he was a wayward son for many, many years.
你知道他是很多年的时间都是背叛神的。
Walked away from God, drank, got addicted, on and on and on, all the stories you can imagine.
他是离开神，他是醉酒，很多东西是不令神欢愉喜欢的。
I can assure you, Dr. Graham and his wife pray for the son every single day.
我是相信这个葛培里牧师和他太太是每天都为他的仔 Franklin 来祷告。
I want to tell you, you hear stories about that all the time.
我告诉你，我听过这些故事很多次很多次。
But are we humble enough to come before God to ask and plead with him for our children?
但我们是会不会是谦卑下来去到神的面前为我们的仔女去祷告呢？
The last thing we find here that I want to share with you is this.
第三样事情我想跟各位分享的就是，
When we pray, God's power is mighty over creation.
我知道神的能力是远超过我们所见到这个世代。
He can change everything.
神的能力能够改变一切。
He can change human beings, he can change the storms, he can change anything and everything.
他改变，可以改变人，可以改变这个大风浪，可以改变任何一件事情。
I had a family when we were in New York, he was from Guatemala.
我喺嗰个时候有教你俾我家庭系喺南美嚟噶。
And Guatemala, typical of all these Latin American countries, you know, they're really, really just lawless. You know, a lot of criminals all around.
咁呢个家庭喺 Guatemala 嚟，呢个国家咧系全无法律噶。
In fact, one lady who's from there said to me one time, she says, "Well, we were just walking around the streets, you know, and one man was hit in the car by the car, and his body lay there all day. They didn't even bother picking it up."
佢話有個女士同我講話，佢喺個國家嘅時候，有陣時行緊街嘅時候，突然間有架車將個屍體掉咗落條街度，個屍體擺瞓咗成日都冇人去理嘅。
But there was a stretch of time in which God's people in Guatemala prayed. The churches prayed and pleaded with God.
第一段時間，瓜地馬拉教會裏邊嘅弟兄姊妹合作再祈禱。
And in fact, they prayed so hard and so fervent before God that people just began to give their lives to Him in droves all over the place.
当时人祈祷嘅热烈嘅情况系热到嘅情况就系当时好多人系将佢生命系交咗俾神。
And the gospel message went into the prisons.
咁当时呢个福音嘅信息入到去监牢里边。
And these prisoners were giving their lives to the Lord, being transformed.
呢坐监人就将佢哋嘅生命系交俾神，佢哋开始全部改变。
And all these horrific criminals once upon a time were now godly people.
呢啲以前系个好可怕嘅。監獄裏邊嘅囚犯而家變成一個好熟練嘅人。
In fact, after a little while, this family was telling me from Guatemala. They say, "You know what? You go to prison today, you won't hardly see anybody there. There's nobody there anymore."
佢話：如果你而家喺瓜地馬拉，你去監獄睇下時候，就冇人喺裏邊嘅，已經係。
You see, because God can change, His hand is mighty, and He has power over creation, including humans.
因為神可以改變，佢有充滿能力，佢可以改變宇宙萬物一切。
I remember this friend of mine, Paul Bartel, missionary to China, first missionary family went into central China.
我認識一個朋友，他去到大陸的中部中間地方去傳福音。
He told me all kinds of miraculous stories, but he was saying he was on this little river, he was going off sharing the gospel in all the villages, and then the next day he said he's going to go up to this other town and they're going to go and share the gospel.
話當時佢係同好多唔同嘅人傳福音，咁有一日咧，佢準備去第二條村裏面傳福音啦。
And he was going there. He's a young missionary. He just learned Mandarin a little bit, not real good. But he and his wife were going to go there. No children, just he and his wife and some helpers going to go there.
佢依個傳道人一個年青人，啱啱學咗國語，講國語冇幾多，所以佢同佢太太咧兩個人就去傳福音啦。
But up there, they say there are a lot of warlords up there. Don't go there. There's a lot of bandits and warlords.
但有人話佢哋唔可以嘅地方。因為上面有好多唔同嘅地頭人物。
He didn't care. He said, we went there, we got to that village, and we settled down there, we started sharing the gospel, and he started a church.
但他說不要緊,他們去傳福音,還有在村裡面成立了教會。
There are no warlords, nobody got bothered
him.
And then about 6 months later, you know, all these different guys in the mountain, they began to hear the gospel, and a bunch of bandits and warlords, they were told they became Christians.
6个月之后,当一班是土霸听到福音之后,他们过得成为基督徒。
And so they came down, they went to the village, and they began to look for the missionaries.
那些人在山里面下来,就是去找这个传道人。
And finally they found him.
到最后找到了。
And they shared about how they came to know the Lord, gave their lives to Jesus, and so on and so forth. But then one of the warlord guys said to him, you know, we're going to come and rob you, you know.
那他这班土霸就说,告诉这个传道人听, 他们是怎样去信主,其中一个说,我们其实准备来去打劫你。
Paul told me, you know, that first night we were in that place, they said they were going to come and just rob us and who knows what else they would do to us.
他说,当他第一晚去到这条村的时候,这班土霸本来上来去打劫他们。
And they did come, but he says, you got a whole lot of people protecting you, that's why we didn't come. We turned away and went back.
他说,我们是来了的,但是你有很大班人,
And Paul Bartel, the missionary, his wife said, we didn't have anybody, it was just us.
这个传道人说,
well, we know who they are. We know they are the angelic host that God used to protect them because he has power over his creation.
但我知道是当时有成千成万的天军是保护他们,
you know, as God's people,
我们是神的子民的时候,
we should expect to see miracles.
我们是应该去期望到有神迹的发生。
We should expect to see that God does supernatural and unusual and particular things in our midst.
我们是应该相信神在我们中间会施行神迹的。
Because our God is a great and awesome God.
因为我们神是一个大而可畏的神。
It doesn't mean he's going to do everything you want.
不是说我们神要做每一样我们要他做的事。
But he's going to do an answer prayer according to his will.
但神会藉着祂自己的旨意是答应我们和完成祂的事。
But he won't do that if we don't pray.
但我们不祈祷的时候, 神就不会这样再做了。
You know, sometimes people ask me, what does it mean to have God's blessing?
有时候问我, 得到神的福气是什么意思?
And I tell them basically it's very simple, it's like this.
我就说, 其实很简单的。
If you follow after God,
如果你是跟从神,
if you depend upon God,
如果你是依靠神,
if you come before God in prayer,
如果你到神的面前祷告,
then your lives are going to be filled with God's power. You're going to live according to God's power.
那你的生命就充满神的能力, 你就跟随神的能力去过你的生命。
It can manifest in many different ways.
你的生命就很多方面都见到神。
Sometimes it's a supernatural job that you get that you shouldn't get. Sometimes it's God taking care of your body physically. Sometimes it's just God giving you strength to go on for that day.
有时你见到在你身上很多事情发生或者一段特别工作你身体突然间好翻没事。
But if you're a Christian and you don't want to follow after God,
如果你是基督徒但你不愿意去跟从神的时候,
and you don't want to pray, you don't want to do any of those things,
如果你是不愿意祈祷又不愿意去追求神,
it's very simple. You just make a choice. It's not like God is necessarily going to punish you, but God is going to say, all right, you live your life according to your own strength.
没错, 虽然神不会去追着你, 但神说, 你跟着你自己的方向去过生活。
And really, how successful can we be with our own strength?
我们知道如果凭我们自己的力量, 我们怎么能够过一个成功的生命呢?
I remember one man, he came to me one day.
有一天有人来到我面前跟我说,
he said to me, Pastor Dan, I want to get your wisdom and your advice upon this.
他说, 何牧师, 我需要你的智慧和你的劝告。
Now, I've been a pastor for like 36 years. I don't always think that's what people want.
我做了牧师36年,但我相信当人问我的时候,不一定是他想问我拿劝告。
More than anything else, I think most people, you know, and I really appreciate that, want to come and get our blessing, you know, for what they want to do.
但很多时候人来到我面前,我敬拜的时候,希望得到我的祝福。
But they already decided what they're going to do.
但他们已经决定了他们做的事了。
It's like some people buy a house, they bought the house already. Can you come and bless our house?
好像在买房之后,他说,牧师,我买这间房子来,你家祝福我这间新屋。
I even had one time, I even went and blessed someone's car. They figure if the pastor pray over my car, I'll never get an accident. Well, this guy, he wanted to have a business. He wanted to start a new business. It was an auto mechanic business. And he wanted to tell me about it, and he's going to put a lot of investment into it. But he said he's going to go into partnership with his cousin, who's not a believer and not a very good person, even.
And
in the process of talking to him and also praying with him, I had a real deep sense to say, hey, I don't think this is a good idea. It doesn't seem very biblical, and I don't think you should pursue that.
当我跟他祷告的时候，我就话俾佢听，呢个唔系一个好嘅做法，呢个做法系唔合乎圣经嘅教训。
I said, if you want the Lord's blessing, you want to follow after His plans, His word of, and it says, you know, don't be unequally yoked with an unbeliever, and that's something that you're going to be doing very intimately here.
我如果你要得到神嘅祝福嘅时候，你又听到神嘅教训话，唔可以同一个唔信主人同父一轭一齐做生意。
So we prayed together and talked about it. Of course, the next day, you know, he went about and got that business going.
我们祈祷完之后，倾谈之后，第日他就去开这个生意了。
And so basically, he wanted my blessing. He didn't want my advice, which is fine. I'm just a simple pastor.
他只是要求我祝福他，但他不肯听我的劝告。
But you know what? If you're going to follow after the ways of the world, you're going to have to believe that you're going to need, require your own strength.
如果你跟从世界的方法去做的时候， 没错，你需要是自己的能力去应付一切。
If you want God's mighty power in your life, you want to follow after Him.
如果你想得到神的在你身边施行大力的时候，你一定要去跟从神。
Well, it didn't take very long. After 3 months, they went bankrupt. All his life savings was sunk into it. He's lost his job. He's lost the, everything is on, and he left the church.
没错，3个月之后，他就宣布破产，一生的积蓄都唔见晒，他失咗自己工作。
I don't know if he blamed me for not bringing blessing upon him, or he was just too ashamed to admit that he made a mistake. But nevertheless, his spiritual life was affected too. But I want you to know that God's power is mighty. If he puts his hand of blessing and power upon your life, oh my goodness, it'll be amazing.
神的能力是非常大，如果将他将的能力加在你身上的时候，他可以在身上成就很大的事情。
But it can happen unless you pray.
但一切不能够发生，除非来到神面前祷告。
This is a promise of God in 2 Chronicles. It is a promise of God.
这个讲法就在历代之下，神答应我们，他会这样去做。
And that's what God will do in your life. That's what God's going to do in your family. That's what God's going to do in this church. And that's what God's going to do in our country. I believe that in this room, there are people that are going to make a difference in this world. When I speak to our young people, and throughout these last 30, 40 years, as I've spoken to many conferences with young people,
当在过去30几年，我在很多不同聚会里边同年轻人讲说话嘅时候，
I speak to them and I speak from the depths of my heart that you can make a huge difference if you will but follow God.
我同佢讲，从我心底里边同佢讲话，如果你系愿意跟从嘅时候，神嘅时候，你会系为神做咗同好多唔同工作。
I believe right now, even in this room, however your age is, however old you are or young, doesn't matter. You can make a huge difference if you will follow after God.
我相信在座中间，无论你几大年纪几轻几大，但如果你能够系跟从神嘅时候，你会喺你身上边做出好多嘅影响力出嚟。Let
me end with one more person I want to share with you about.
最后我同各位分享多一个人物。
Her name is Minnie.
佢嘅名叫做 Minnie.
When I met her, she was about 72 years old.
当我认识呢个女士嘅时候，呢个女士已经72岁了。
Elderly lady, living in New York City, you know, couldn't do a lot anymore because she was kind of physically challenged at that point.
72岁的年长的女士, 当时因为身体的关系, 所以她不是, 做得好多樣嘢。
I visited her every week.
我每個禮拜都去探訪佢。
For 25 years.
喺25年不斷咁樣每個禮拜探訪佢。
With the exception when I was away and so forth.
除咗我係唔喺紐約市之外，我都係咁樣探訪佢。
I know everything about her family, her children, her grandchildren.
我認識曬佢嘅家人、佢嘅仔女同埋佢嘅孫。
And as she got older and older.
當佢年紀繼續咁。
She had to have a walker, she had to have a wheelchair, and eventually she was totally bedridden.
要揸住拐要行啦，最後又要坐輪椅啦，最後係唔能夠喺牀上邊起嚟。
And you ask, what can a person who's bedridden do?
你就話你要問一個瞓喺牀上邊嘅年老人，佢可以做到啲乜嘢嘢咧？
Let me tell you, the maybe 2,000 or 3,000 or 4,000 people we had in the process of our church for 25 years.
我同佢講，我哋教會裏邊係25年嘅時間，有3,000-4,000嘅人。
She was the most important person to me。
對我嚟講，佢喺3,000-4,000人裏邊，佢係對我嚟講係一個最重要嘅人。
Every time I go visit Minnie, she would say, "Pastor, I'm praying for you."
因為每一次當我探訪佢嘅時候，佢話俾我聽，個牧師，我係為你禱告。
Every single day that I visit her, she said, "I'm praying for you."
每日我當我探訪嘅時候，佢話我都為你去禱告。
When we're having tea and coffee and all, she said, "I'm praying for you."
當我同佢飲茶飲咖啡嘅時候，佢話我係為你禱告。
When I push a wheelchair here and there because she couldn't get around, she said, "I'm praying for you."
當我係推佢喺輪椅上邊嘅時候，佢話我先同佢禱告。
When she became 100 years old, and I sat on a bed, and I'm the only one there because most of her friends and everybody's gone, she said, "Pastor, I'm praying for you."
當我100歲嘅時候，當我坐喺佢牀邊，佢認識嘅朋友個個都過世之後。佢仲同我講：牧師，我係為緊你禱告。
And when she passed away, eventually after one.Being 100 years old, let me tell you something. I remember this. I remember her words. I'm praying for you, Pastor.
当佢100岁之后过世嘅时候，我仲记得一件事，就系话佢不停同我讲，我牧师，我系成日为你祷告。
We survived and flourished and succeeded in New York City as a pastor because I had a person like her praying for me.
我喺教会喺纽约市教会事工成功嘅缘故，因为有一个嘅女士系每日为我祷告。
Let me tell you, first, one of the first persons I'm going to see when I go to heaven is I'm going to see Minnie.
我告诉你，当我去到天家的时候，第一个人我想要见的就是 Minnie 这个女士。
I'm going to say to her, "Thank you, Minnie, for praying for me."
我同 Minnie 讲，我多谢你为我祷告。
My wife and I would never have had the ministries we had in New York City except you pray for me.
我同佢讲，我除冇咗你为我祷告的时候，我同我太太 Lux 嘅事工就唔能够成功。
You want to be a person that makes a difference.
你要做一個可以影響到、可以幫助人嘅人。
It begins with prayer.
開始要做到就係要為依個人禱告。
Would you pray with me now?
我哋可唔可以我哋一齊祈禱
？Thank you, Lord.
主，我多謝你。
That you choose to use us.
因為你選擇我哋，你用我哋。
We bless you for that.
我哋為咗咁樣去感謝你。
I pray that you use each and every single person in this room.
求你使用我哋在中間每一個嘅弟兄姊妹。
In your name we pray.
係奉主耶穌基督聖名求。
Amen.
阿門。